Good evening and welcome to the Park and Recreation Advisory Board, Monday, January 8th, 2024. I'd like to read that the City of Gladstone is abiding by guidelines set forth in House Bill 2560, which requires the governing body of the public body to extent reasonably possible to make all meetings accessible remotely through technological means and provide opportunity for members of general public to remote submit oral and written testimony during meetings to extent in-person oral and written testimony is allowed. Therefore, this meeting will be open to the public, both in person and virtually using the Zoom platform. If we could, let's start off with a roll call. Justice Mills.
Justice Mills is here.
Okay, David.
David Michael is here.
Bruce Hildreth. And you.
Ed Butler here.
Kim Agrimson here.
Kate Cornelius here.
And I would just like to say welcome to Eric.
Nancy.
Butler. Oh, Nancy, sorry.
That's okay. I'm here.
Okay, Nancy Turner. Thank you. And I just wanted to welcome Eric Butler as the newest member of Parks and Rec. And I guess let's go forward with the first item at hand. This is something that we do once a year, and it is the election for chairman and a vice chair. And then we'll continue the meeting after that. So with that, I am going to open up the nominations. I'm going to take privilege by saying I would like to nominate Nancy Turner for chairman.
I would like to second that motion.
Are there any other nominations? Okay. Should we just go ahead with a vote? Oh, Nancy, are you there?
I am.
Good. Are you are you open to the nomination? And are you willing for us to vote on that?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay.
Thanks, Kate.
I guess if you're not in the room, you're kind of at a disadvantage, but go ahead.
I know. I'll try not to forget.
Okay. That's okay.
So Bruce Hildreth has nominated Nancy Turner to the position of chairman for the Parks and Rec Board. And I think we need to take a vote. Is that correct? Okay. That's right. Sorry about that. And Kim Agrimson seconded the nomination. So let's start over here at the end with Justice. If you go ahead.
Yes.
Justice Mills.
David Michael says yeah.
Bruce Hildreth, yes.
Eric Butler, yes.
I seconded the nomination, but I'll confirm that. Kim Agrimson says yes.
Kate Cornelius, yes.
So it sounds like it's unanimous. Nancy Turner, you will be our new chairman starting in I don't know how many seconds. But do I, I'm so sorry. Let's continue the elections, however, correct? All right. Do you want to do that, Nancy?
No, you're doing great. Go ahead. Finish that out.
Okay. So we're going to open up nominations for a vice chair for the Park and Rec Board. Do I have any nominations?
I nominate Bruce Hildreth.
Okay. I would like to make a nomination if no one else has a nomination. I'd like to nominate Kate Cornelius.
You don't need to fight.
We don't. But you have to accept the nomination.
But you have to accept the nomination.
It wasn't seconded.
Oh. I see. Yeah. Well, I'm going to decline with a provision that if Kate does not want to accept the nomination, then I will fill in on that position.
I will accept if
Bruce promises to still help Nancy and I, which I know he will.
No problem whatsoever. So we've had a nomination of Bruce Hildreth. He withdrew that. We have a nomination for Kate Cornelius. She's accepted.
Second the nomination.
And David Michael seconds the nomination. Okay, so let's do a roll call.
Justice Mills, yes.
David Michael, yes.
Bruce Hildreth, yes.
Eric Butler, yes.
Kim Egremson, yes.
And Kate, I think, Nancy, sorry.
Yes, please.
Okay. Yes. That was a little quick, Bruce, please. Okay. So at this point in time, I think we have a new vice chair. And I mean, a new vice chair and a new chair. And so, Nancy, what would be your preference? I know you're not here in person.
I know, but I can go. I can do okay. It.
And you've got everything packet-wise.
I have the agenda. And I'm sure that if I need help, that someone in the room will help me.
Yes.
So, all right. And Kate is down there ready to jump in at any moment. So, all right. Thank you, Bruce. I want to thank you for your year of working hard. I'm sure Terry's excited that you aren't doing it anymore. So,
absolutely, on both counts.
So the next part of the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the November 13th meeting. Do I have any corrections or concerns from that, from those minutes from the group? Yes, no? If there's no concerns, can we have a motion to accept them?
I would move to accept the minutes.
Kate Cornelius seconds.
Okay.
That was Bruce Hildreth motioning. Sorry.
Okay. Do we need to take a vote on that all the way down the panel?
Yes.
Yes.
Justice Mills votes yes.
David Michael votes yes.
Bruce votes yes.
I'll trust everyone's word that they're good. Yes. Eric Butler.
Kim Egremson, yes.
Kate Cornelius, yes.
And Nancy Turner, yes. Okay, so our next business from the staff. So I'll turn that over to Darren Cannaparoli to do that.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
So first up is the Meldrum Bar Playground and the Robin Hood Park improvements. The playground at Meldrum is installed. It's still currently fenced off. We're waiting for the playground but the swing set at Robin Hood to be installed. We need to install bark chips at both locations. And so once the swing set at Robin Hood gets installed, I'll get the chips ordered up, and then we'll do a grand opening, so to speak, of the playground at Meldrum. I anticipate that. Last time I talked to the vendor, he was hoping to be there this week. He was finishing up a job to do the Robin Hood Place swing set. So I'm hoping that he'll be here this week. If not, it'll be next week. It should be a pretty quick turnaround, much like the playground at Meldrum was very quick turnaround as well. Once he gets that done, we'll get the play chips ordered in, and then we'll open them both up for everyone to enjoy. The other thing that I've got is the Metro local share. I know we've talked about this the past two meetings about ideas for the local share program through Metro. And I know that there was some ideas that were brought to you guys to be able to spend that money. One of them was installing restrooms at the nature park. Another one was to do gap funding for the nature park paved loop trail. We're not sure where we're going to be dollar amount wise there, so we may need to use some of those funds to offset any expenditures that are there for that. Picnic shelters was another thing that was brought up. And then ADA access in parks There's multiple parks in town that lack ADA access to either picnic shelters or to picnic tables, that type of a thing. Those were some of the ideas that staff had brought up. I believe it was at our last meeting. And I just wanted to touch base back on that, as if anybody had any other thoughts or any other ideas to be able to use that that local share money. Yeah, go ahead, David.
It occurred to me. My name is David Michael, and it occurred to me that to ask if Metro funds could be used to take care of a dump area. I'm thinking the one in the nature park that's very expensive to deal with. It's kind of, you described it to me as a maintenance issue, but there could be hazardous materials, et cetera, in there. We don't know. You know, we're coming up with new interesting little things in that little pile there from time to time. Is that useful?
I don't believe the local share can be used for that. It's more of, you know, constructing infrastructure, that type of a thing, is what it's for. Mostly nature involved type things. It's not like you can go install a playground or things like that. So it's got to be stuff that enhances the park, ADA wise, and, you know, more of a nature type setting type of thing.
I understand. Would there, this is something to think about though, being as the, I came across something, I said, well, this shouldn't be there. It would be determined as hazardous. Mm-hmm. And, would there be some other grant funding that might be able to be used for that at some time in the future? That's a totally separate issue, but I just thought I'd throw it out there.
I will say that Metro has other grants that are applicable to this sort of thing. Like the Regional Refresh Grant is essentially a rolling pot of money that can be used for trash cleanup and things like that. So there are other resources out there that can be used for that kind of project. A Regional Refresh Grant.
Thank you, Eric. Darren, was there any, so what I remember you talking about was the bathroom and at Nature Park and backfilling the trail and then shelters. Was that just at Meldrum or was that also looking at one at the Nature Park for a shelter? A possible shelter?
It could be at either or. I've seen restroom buildings that incorporate a shelter with them. Mm-hmm. That are pretty nice units. Or you could do a standalone shelter at the nature park, or we could take it off the site plan for Meldrum Bar as well. I know that there's several in there that were earmarked part of the site plan.
Okay. And then the ADA access at the different parks. So is there a dollar? I mean, to me, that seems like that would eat up all of the money that were being allotted.
Well, I don't know that. I mean, if you were to do everything that on that list that I just gave you, I can't give you, you know, 100%, you know, what that dollar amount's going to be. I think a lot of it will depend on how much ADA stuff, how much a restroom building comes into, you know, shelters, things like that. The whole idea is to use the money. I mean, mm-hmm. we've got it does have a time frame on it. I don't recall exactly what the end date is on that, but you know, there's a sizable amount of money there that we can use to do these enhancements within our park. So
are you asking us to prioritize these? And
either these, or if you have other ideas that you guys have come up with. I know you guys had that kind of ad hoc meeting there. I don't know if any of that got brought up there, but that was what my understanding is what that was for, is to go over grant ideas and things for the local share program as well. So if anybody has anything other than what I mentioned, we could definitely look at it, make sure that it works within the local share program and go forward with it that way as well.
Okay. So at this point, I'm going to open it up to the other people on the board and see if they had other ideas.
Darren, I think it was 2030 that they wanted to spend the money by. So that's about 6 years.
That sounds.
And
I was thinking it was 28. Either way, it's out a few years, but still.
Yeah, we got a few years. But then I guess the big question too, and I think we've asked it before, but let's ask it again. Can this money be used to seed grant money, you know, like match in with grant money?
Yes, because that's what we were talking about using for the paved loop trail is to subsidize any overages from what the grant was plus the share amount. So you'll still have a share, but this could help subsidize anything that goes over in that project. All right. So I guess depending on the project, obviously, the answer to that would be yes.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Yeah. It's good to know that. Okay.
We did talk a little bit about the nature park in our December ad hoc meeting. And one of the things we talked about was getting an ADA picnic table, making sure there's the new trash can, just all those little things. But I think that would nicely add into a shelter and the restrooms. I would personally advocate for prioritizing a few more of those nature park improvements. I think that would all be really nice to come together in all these little pieces we keep talking about with the nature park, but to do something bigger and make sure it's all ADA compliant too. And if there's money to do that, I think that's a great idea.
Yes, David.
Okay. I brought this up months ago and I want to revisit it now that there is going to be some funding to this. The ADA component of the loop trail, would that necessarily be tied to an ADA parking spot so that they can actually get on the trail? And if so, is that something that we should be looking at in order to be able to make sure that people can use the trail? You know, I thought this would be appropriate to bring that up.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure if it would cover, you know, like a parking spot or park. I know it won't cover parking lots, but it will cover ADA access. So, you know, as far as getting a pathway from an ADA spot, I would assume it would cover that, but I don't think it'll cover the actual, you know, ADA spot. Cause I mean, that would ultimately probably have to be paved and stuff like that to be able to make it ADA compliant. But that's not to say that that couldn't be done. We could do that, you know, out of capital, do the spot, and then part of the trail could be taken from the local share because of the, it's a trail and it would be for ADA access. So.
Well, it's my personal opinion that you can't have an ADA trail unless you can actually get out of your car and get to it. That's my personal opinion. So the paving of at least one spot or two or whatever,
right.
I think that's part and parcel of the loop trail if, in fact, it's going to be ADA.
Okay. Does anyone else have any other concerns or things they'd like to add into that pot of money?
Nancy, this is Bruce Hildreth. I'd just like to suggest that maybe we get back together because our ad hoc meeting that we had in December was really to bring the group together with a lot of discussion, and we didn't focus on this. And I would just suggest that we have another ad hoc meeting to focus on some ideas that we can put forth. Solid ideas.
Right. Yeah, we're not going to do any more ad hoc meetings. If we want to discuss it, we can discuss it here.
Oh, okay.
So if you guys need more ideas, if you guys want to wait another meeting to come up with more ideas, I'm fine with that.
Well, my question is, how do we do that? Is not to have, you know, I mean, I guess we all sit there and lay in bed and think about it as we go to sleep. And then when we come here, we toss them out. And
we can do that if that's okay. The way you want to do it. I don't want to do any more ad hoc meetings right now.
Okay. That's all I have.
I struggle only because I think when we look at the plans that we have and the big projects that we have kind of lined up and already sitting out there ready to go, what we've identified here are those, but I have a hard time knowing how many shelters to ask for without knowing kind of a cost basis. And I would imagine out of all of these projects, the biggest one is the bathroom and a shelter at the nature park, and then whatever is left over, then that's where we could go. So without knowing numbers, I'm kind of stumped. So Darren,
So like that restroom building, you're probably going to be in the ballpark of $350 to $450 just for the restroom building alone. A shelter, I would guesstimate anywhere from, depending on how elaborate and everything with that, you could probably get in, just guessing, I'd say somewhere around 100 each, maybe a little bit less, depending, again, you know, how, I guess, fancy or anything like that, that you end up with.
Okay. And backfilling on the trail, do we have a guesstimate?
I don't right now. We're waiting for everything with the grant so that we can do design. Once we have design, then we can start getting pricing. I would guess, and it's strictly a guess, I have no idea to be sure, I'd say 50 to 75, and I might be high with that.
Okay. So shoot for 75 and hope. Okay. And then when you start putting in concrete, and, you know, I just look at how we have all these little floating pads through all of the parks. And so the idea would be to connect those.
That is correct.
Okay.
Like, for example, at Max Patterson, there's no access on a trail or anything to be able to even get to a shelter. So right. The idea with that would be able to at least go from the street at some point to be able to get access to a shelter, to the restrooms, I think there's some standalone picnic tables there as well that are on concrete pads, to be able to get access to those that are ADA compliant.
Okay. All right. Any other questions, group?
Eric Bradley is just going to say that Patterson Park is pretty muddy during the winter too. So it's not just ADA, it's everyone.
So we kind of need to decide if we feel like this, that these goals will suffice, or if we want to give it one more month and see if we come up with some more ideas. So
I don't think we should keep waiting if there are things, because these will obviously all need research and work by your team. I think if
you introduce yourself.
Oh yes, Kate, thank you. If we have a few that we think are good to at least get started on, I think we should have Darren's team start working on some things rather than continuing to wait.
I'll just say in the sense that we have enough to definitely get started on right now. That I don't think we can come up with something that's a higher priority, in my opinion, than the ones we've already dealt with.
Well, and I think that, you know, once we do get pricing and things like that for this, you know, if there's money that's not earmarked for anything, you know, we can come up with something now. I just want to get the ball going on some of these that they're going to take a little bit of time to do, you know, the restroom, especially those aren't, that, you know, they take a while. So I'd like to get started on some of this stuff. We've got to go through the whole metro process still, which is going to take some time. And then once we get through that process, then we've got to go and start, you know, design and build and all of that stuff. So it is going to take some time. And I think if we can start with these and we end up with, you know, more money at the end of it, then we can look at other things that we could spend that money on. I do not want to give the money back. That's for sure. So
we need a motion to move ahead with the ones that we've talked about tonight. And if we have, as it works out and we have extra money, we can come up with something else, but at least get them started on a bathroom and a shelter at the nature park, backfilling the nature park trail. And I think there's at least 2 to 3 shelters at Meldrum on the plan.
That is correct.
And then ADA access. And so if someone in the room wants to make a motion, we can move ahead.
I motion that we move ahead with those.
How about a second?
Second. David Michael seconds.
Okay. We need a roll call. Justin, do you want to start? Justice
here.
David Michael, concur.
Bruce Elrith, yes.
Eric Butler, yes.
Kim Agrimson, yes.
Kate, yes.
And Nancy, yes. Will that work, Darren?
Yeah, that works great. Thank you.
Could we read the motion back? If this motion is going to be put forward to what, the council?
Eventually it'll have to go to council. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
As far as spending the funds and everything like that, it'll eventually, okay, any contracts or anything like that, I'll have to go to council. So I guess
I'm looking for a list of what we're doing.
Okay. So our list is the bathroom at the nature park, okay, and a shelter at the nature park. Backfilling on the nature park loop trail. Okay. And then there's at least 2 to 3 shelters at Meldrum from the master plan. And then filling in with ADA connections between paths to get people to picnic tables and restrooms. And that's probably where we'll have to do some prioritizing, I would imagine, as we get going on that. Which parks first?
Okay, thank you. I had written some notes, but I didn't know exactly where we were. Thanks, Nancy.
Did I summarize that correctly, Darren?
Yep, that is everything we talked about.
Okay, all right. Any other business from the staff?
I do not have anything else.
Okay, so moving on to business from the board. The first agenda item on here is the review of the 2023 park budget to determine available money for park improvements.
That was a recall. We actually recalled that one.
Oh, am I on the wrong one?
It's the same. It just had that at the beginning. So there was a revised agenda that went out.
Okay.
That didn't have it on it. But other than that, everything was the same.
Okay, I got it. I got the right one out here now. I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay, so moving ahead to the nature park, selected to receive ADA table and the new trash cans. And that seems like that will be part of the improvements. Or I know at the last meeting, we had talked about identifying parks to start getting the picnic tables out to and the trash cans. And like Robin Hood is going to get it during the upgrade that it's getting with the swing. And then I think we identified the nature park to have a new picnic table and a couple of garbage cans, and also Nick Shannon. Is that correct?
That is correct. We originally had obviously Robin Hood and then Nick Shannon, And then we hadn't really gone any further. And then as far as other parks to get those. But then I think at the last meeting, you guys had decided to go ahead and do that at the nature park. So that is correct.
Okay. So is this a topic that we need to confirm with the group, or since the decision was already made?
Not that I know of. I mean, that's kind of what we all had all talked about. So, and I believe it's in the minutes, so we should be good. We'll be rolling out, like you said, when we do the improvements at Robin Hood, we'll get those in there. And then at Nick Shannon, it's just a matter of building the tables and garbage cans and getting them there. They already have all the pads and stuff. And I think that's the same at the nature park. Most of those already have a pad. So it's just putting them together and getting them out. I believe we had a total of 10 picnic tables is what we ordered. That was in the original order. And then we had, I want to say, 3 benches were part of that original order. And then there was enough trash cans to do everywhere except for Meldrum, because we didn't want to do anything at Meldrum, because we'd purchased that with, when we did any improvements down there. So we have the material to be able to do that. So that's kind of the order in which everything will go.
Okay. So after this first round of Nick Shannon, Robin Hood, and the Nature Park, then we'll need to make a decision on where the next round of picnic tables go?
That is correct.
Okay. Do you want us to do that now, or do you want to get that first wave out and then make that decision?
I'd like to get the first wave out, and we can go from there after that. I'll have to get a count of everything. Like I said, garbage cans aren't a problem. It's going to be picnic tables. So, and I don't remember. I'd have to go back through and look at all the counts of how many picnic tables are everywhere. But yeah, definitely once we get through those, let's see where we're at as far as picnic tables are concerned, and we can go from there.
Okay. And I'd like to encourage the park board to kind of, you know, look at our other parks and say, you know, would I prefer that the picnic tables, the new ones, go at Patterson or along the riverfront over at Cross and Ames? So kind of as we're all moving around the community, look at those and kind of start to form your opinion on that, so that when we do get the chance to make that decision, we'll be ready to go. So thank you. Let's see. The next one is the volunteer group. And I think, Bruce, this is a Bruce thing.
Okay. So I think as we discussed this, there's opportunity for groups of people that want to help out. And by helping out, all I'm talking about is lending a little bit of labor in there without stepping on toes, in order to move some projects forward. And I know one of them that we were looking at was the purchase of parking bumpers, curb bumpers, whatever you want to call those, which I believe has been done, and they're in inventory somewhere.
That is correct. We have them.
And I think our volunteer group probably wouldn't have a clue as to the regulation in terms of distances and so forth, which I think, Darren, your department could probably help us out with that. Or you can chalk it, spray paint it, whatever, but we could have a crew show up as soon as they're delivered and start putting those in. We've got enough manpower. I think the biggest question is, we wouldn't want it just to stop there. If we could have a volunteer group that maybe we could even grow throughout the city, that when a project comes up, you know, people might lend a hand to do some of that work. And the real question is, how do we go about working with the city on that? What does a volunteer need to do in terms of registering as a volunteer?
So we have a process that's done through Tammy Vanek to sign up for, to be a volunteer. So if you had a project and you had a group of people that were wanting to do the project, you would need to go and fill out the paperwork with Tammy. And basically from there, it's just a matter of getting together. I'm not sure exactly everything that, you know, is involved with that, but it's fill out the paperwork, all that stuff, and then, you know, do your project for the most part.
Okay. All right. So we start with Tammy. And if you had a group of people and they said, here's a project we'd like to work on, and here's our, we've all signed up, then that gets communicated.
Well, it's going to, the project's got to be defined as to what that project is, like you did with the parking bumpers. You know, if it's, you know, I don't know, pulling invasives at a park or something like that, that would be, you know, like at, let's say, Meldrum or at Cross and stuff like that, the paper would need to be filled out for that. And, you know, what projects are you working on? It's not just, you know, get a group of volunteers and go do something. We need to know what's actually going on.
Right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Darren, may I ask a question? Does that come then to you or to the Parks Board, or how is that project? So Tammy gets the paperwork, and then does that go to you?
Well, I would assume that we would have discussed what projects we're wanting to do in advance. If they're park related, I would definitely say they should be ran through the Parks Board so that everyone's on board with that. I would come up with a list of projects that you're wanting to do before we just get a group of people together and say, hey, we're going to go do this or go do that. It kind of needs to be approved.
Are there any questions from the board on that process?
Yeah, I got a few, but, you know, it's kind of fuzzy. That's all, because I think the one that's on the table with regards to the bumpers, I don't think there's been anything official done by the board. It's just been kind of ad hoc. And I have no problem with ad hoc, but, you know, so on the bumper situation, do we need to follow that process?
No, because that was a project that was started when we did the parking lot and everything like that. We already secured the bumpers and everything like that. It's just a matter of getting the bumpers there, getting them dropped off, getting everything measured out, and then it's just stick them where they need to go. So that one, I would say we don't need to worry so much about. If we're going to have a bunch of volunteers that are not part of FOGNAP, we need to know about that, though, and they would need to fill out the proper paperwork and everything like that.
Any other questions from the group?
This is Councillor Reichel. I just asking a clarifying question of Darren. How common are these volunteer groups in Gladstone? Does this happen a lot?
Actually, we get quite a few. Most of them are down at Meldrum. There's a group of school kids that'll come down and they'll kind of do a field day, if you want to call it that, where they do they clear some invasives and stuff like that. They also do some other things, but mostly down there. We had Eric's group over at Cross and Ames over there. So I mean, we get quite a few of them. A lot of the solve stuff, they have to do the same thing. When they do trash pickups and stuff like that, they need to fill out the proper paperwork and everything so that we know what they're doing and where they're doing it at.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification.
Okay. All right. So that structure and that process has been used with other groups in the past then?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. I think that, does anyone else on the board have any questions or concerns or clarification?
Tim Agrimson here. I have looked into another volunteer program at Lake Oswego. I do have some notes on that, which I've temporarily misplaced during the holiday rush, but suffice to say that meeting once a month has been a little bit daunting in terms of sort of keeping a continuum of thought and momentum. But I will say, I'll read basically what I discovered in following up with, I have a contact at Lake Oswego City Administration. And I called her, and she referred me to Eric, who oversees a volunteer program that monitor and maintain a rather massive total acreage of park and non-park land. There's evidently hundreds of acres, or a very large volume of non-park land that they maintain within Lake Oswego. During our discussion, I learned the volunteer program has been in place for decades and seems to almost run itself. It was really inspiring. There's, of course, a large discrepancy between funding of Lake Oswego parks and Gladstone. I was able to deduce that Eric, who's in charge, was paid a living salary at a minimum for his services. Interestingly, he came from a construction contractor background. Also highlighting the differences is the problem of vandalism is quite minimal in Lake Oswego. Go figure. I also spoke to a contact at Solve. She suggested that a volunteer leadership position would be available for anyone wanting to do that. I could see that my own initiative and commitment to developing such a program might be welcomed by some. However, given my existing commitments, I'm a little better suited to partnering and research and reporting and advising, such as I've done. I'm excited to welcome Eric Butler on board. It seems like your experience might lend itself to such a program and to partnering with us, perhaps, should it be approved. That's all I've got.
I will say we do, Eric Butler, I will say we do a lot of volunteer programs through Clackamas River Basin Council, and I've been involved with other parks and rec districts in the past that have had robust volunteer programs. So having a really good volunteer program is worth its weight in gold, but it does also require a fair amount of investment to get that return.
Anyone else? Okay, so Bruce, did that answer your questions?
It gave me a place to start. Yes, thank you.
Okay. All right, great. Are we good to move on to the Meldrum RC track? Are we good to do that? the discussion, I'm assuming, is a follow-up to the previous meeting where there were concerns raised by a member of the board about the condition around the RC track, the fact that it continues to enlarge. It's difficult to walk by that part on the paved path because it's either flooded and or so muddied up that it's dangerous to walk on. So I'm going to open it up to the board. I think one of the things that we talked about was to make sure that we all had gotten down there and kind of looked at it. And then also Darren had sent out the letter from Bill Dugan from the Rainierson homeowners about their concerns also. So I'm going to open it up to the board and see how they're feeling. Darren, if you want to chime in, now's a good time.
Yeah, I would. So last time we met, we talked about getting in touch with the folks down there to have a meeting with them to, just kind of an open conversation of what we can do as a group to make those conditions better. We have reached out to one individual who at some point was kind of in charge of those of the RC track. I don't know that there's anybody that's, really in charge. We reached out to that individual. We've had no response from them. We have another contact that we will be reaching out to as well to see if, I guess it's kind of a twofold thing. Is there a group, kind of like a FOGNAP type group, that somebody's running the show there, or is it just a, come as you will and do as you will type of a thing? If we're unsuccessful with that, the plan will be to post down at the RC area to have a meeting set in advance before posting that, to get in touch with the individuals that use it, if there is no, you know, major group, and just have a discussion to, you know, see if we can partner together to be able to keep things cleaned up, not have the flooding, not have the muddy mess, and then have some, you know, I guess, control over what's done there. And so they're not just willy-nilly doing whatever it is they want. I'm hoping that we can get a meeting set and to talk to individuals. One thing I have noticed is when you work with people, I'm kind of want to use like a dog park for as an example. They tend to police themselves. A dog park, you don't see, you know, feces all over the place and things like that at a dog park. And if it's not the owners of the dogs that are cleaning it up, it's the people that use the dog park that clean it up if it's not them. I'm hoping that we can have the same success as that with this, to be able to alleviate the issues that you have all brought up, and also any other issues that are kind of hanging out there. So that's kind of where we're at with that. Hopefully we can have a meeting sooner than later, and you know, kind of go forward with it that way, is what the city's response is to that.
Thank you, Darren, for that. I think it's nice to know that you've reached out. Will it be possible to try and have that meeting scheduled before our next meeting in February?
That is the plan, but, you know, we'll, like I said, we'll, if we end up having to put notice down there, being the time of year, I don't know that there's a lot of people down there. So I don't know how many people would show up, but the plan would be is to have a meeting preferably before our next Parks Board meeting in February.
Okay. I'm going to open this up to the board to get their thoughts. Justin, do you have anything?
This is Justice Mills speaking. The only concern I had is when I heard about all this. I've been down there a couple times and have seen it. And yes, it is a little bit muddy this time of the year. I think Darren's idea of what he's talking about is a good thing. And the other thing that I was concerned about is the RC track. Did the city begin, when Meldrum Bar was put in, or that RC track was put in, did the city agree with somebody that could be there? Is there any type of agreement with anybody there? I mean, just an agreement that this RC park will even be there at all. So if it was, to go a little bit further, if it was removed, would that be a violation of anything that the city has made contract with before?
Not to my knowledge. So my understanding is it was in one location, and there were some complaints, noise complaints from that. It got moved to its current location. As far as I know, there is no agreement or anything like that. That is what I would like to get in place with them, much like we have with the pickleball folks, things like that. That's what ultimately what the goal would be, is to get to that point. But there, as far as I know, there's no formal agreement or anything like that.
Okay. David, do you have any thoughts? Oh, Justin, were you done? Justice? Okay. David?
Yeah, I think just to expand on what Justice brought out, it's frustrating to me. And at our last meeting, I think a couple of us displayed that frustration, is that, you know, we have a non-entity that is ruling the playing field here. We have a part of our parks that is degrading, that is dangerous. If you go down there, it's not ecologically friendly at all. And it seems to be, at a very minimum, if I ruled the world, which I barely rule my desk, I would shut the place down during the winter when it's the runoff is potentially catastrophic. At a start there, that might get our attention to these people who we can't get a hold of. And then we can start the discussion of how we might be able to have an RC facility, might be able to. So the thing that I recall is that nobody really approved having it there. Certainly it was put in the Meldrum Bar site plan, but nobody here put that in there. It was the consultant, and nobody here kicked it out, I guess. But if we shut it down during the sloppiest time of the year when there is the most damage, and then start the discussion of how we can make sure all of the stakeholders, including the Reinierson area, are satisfied with the result before we do anything else, I would prefer that personally. And I don't care if there's an RC park there or not. I think they're cool. On the other hand, if they get in the way of everything else that everybody wants to and destroy property, then they're not cool. I think we have a possibility of making it a cool thing, but I think we need to shut it down first, just so we don't damage it this winter. There's a lot of rain coming in.
David, just some feedback on that. When I've been down there walking, even in the summer, that the path is still muddy. Sometimes they wet the track down so that the mud is still there. I'm going to hold on my comments and let Bruce go. Or are you next, Bruce?
Okay.
Okay.
I agree with David. We have a non-entity that is ruling a part of the park that's frankly making a mess. I think it's a safety hazard. I was down there over the weekend. I watched a woman almost fall trying to navigate the path. She was with her husband. He caught her. They're parking illegally because they just pull up alongside the road, so they're not using designated parking area. This discussion has been going on for several years. When I first came to the park board, it was in discussion. And there was a reach out to the non-entity group. I can tell you, I recall two people being there. One gentleman that said that he was from the area. I'm not sure he was a Gladstone resident. Another gentleman was not a Gladstone resident for sure. He lived outside of the area, but he had a hobby shop. And so he obviously was saying this would hurt his business. So I am with David. I say, if you want to get people here that are using that and you want to talk to them, post it. Tell them you're shutting it down, and there will be a hearing on that, and give a date and see who comes. But I think until there's people that are taking responsibility for that, it's in the wrong place. With great respect to Bill Dugan and his group, and the input, I don't think it should be placed anywhere where it's going to harm the natural area. But I think we need to take care of our own business first here. And I'd say shut it down because it's atrocious. It's a mess. That's what I think.
All right. Eric?
I don't have a lot to add. Aside from, I do think it's located much too close to the river. Obviously, I come from a very water quality focus professionally as well as personally. That said, I think that if we get into the point of potentially shutting it down and potentially reopening it with under a set of rules, that part of those rules have to be some mitigation measures for managing the runoff that's inevitably going to happen, however well it's managed. And so if it's going to remain in that site, there has to be some really strong controls for managing the surface water and the siltation and such. Otherwise, it should be located someplace that's a lot further away from the river.
Okay. Kim?
Yeah, I've been down there. I've observed them as I was taking a walk with my family this past spring, I guess it was. And, you know, they're nice enough guys. But it's doing damage to the land, and I can't articulate it any better than the previous speakers. So I concur with what they've said so far. Thanks.
Kate, you're next.
This is Kate reminding myself. I think there's a lot of value in talking to the people who are using the track. So I agree with Darren's plan and that we need to at least try to talk to them. I don't know where I land on the, you know, trying to immediately shut it down or not. I think another month, you know, the damage is not good, but I think we should at least see if we can get some folks to dialogue before taking any drastic measures.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate all of your comments. Darren, anything else from you after hearing this?
No, I don't have anything to add.
Okay. You know, I try and circle the parks at a different time, and I was down there walking, and there was a young man running his car on the track. And as I approached, he stepped over to the other side of the trail and used that as the restroom, kind of right in front of me, and then went back to using his RC car. So I, as well as watching the new trenching that they've done to try and run the water down towards the river, I continue to struggle with the benefit of having an RC track and a place for people to do that kind of activity with the damage that's being done to a park that I absolutely love. And so I absolutely agree we need to do a good faith move to try and contact them and give them opportunity to meet with either representatives from the city or representatives from both the city and the Parks Board to talk about how it continues to grow. Trees continue to be cut down. It keeps kind of slowly becoming more of an issue. And at some point there'll be a tipping point on whether we have to step in and do something or let it continue. And that's the two things that I'm trying to balance. Is it's a good activity, but it's not benefiting. It's not in a really good way. I hope that came across. So that's my feeling. So I was gonna see if Veronica might have, if Councilman Reichel wanted to have chime in either.
This is Councillor Reichel. I would just say that I feel like it's important to make honest effort to reach out to the group, find out if there's even actually an organized group, and allow them the opportunity to represent themselves or to speak up and see, as Darren has suggested, if they are willing and able to work with the city to develop a more comprehensive and usable and fair and environmentally safe option. And that's really all that I can say about it at this point, is that I feel like we would be remiss as a city if we didn't do our outreach to another group to see if we can make that relationship happen. And if that is not a possibility, then we move forward with another plan. And that's, but I'm just speaking for myself. So that's how I feel. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Darren, what do you need from us?
Right now, I don't know that I really need anything. I need to get in touch with these folks and see if we can come to an agreement, working to work with them and have them help us just as much as, you know, anybody else within the city. That would be ideal. Like Councilor Reichel said, if nobody shows up and there's nobody there, then we can go a different route with it. But I think for right now, in my opinion, the best thing to do would be to try to reach out to them, have a meeting with them, and go forward with it that way.
Okay. So when you talk about a meeting with the city, are you talking about just with Public Works and perhaps Jackie Betts, or are you going to try and get other partners in this, such as the Rynearson people, such as the Parks Board?
Right now, it would be with myself and Jackie and possibly Marcy, but that's kind of where we're at right now.
Okay. All right. Then I guess you've heard how people feel. And we've heard your, and I agree, I think we need to good faith effort, try and get them to the table and then be able to move forward. So unless someone else has any other thing they want to say, David, I see a hand.
I agree about the good faith effort. That's exactly what was happening my first couple meetings here on the board. I've been here a year. We were doing good faith efforts back then. We have a hazard to the environment. If it was on your property, you would not let it continue if it was on your own property. And I don't think that the damage to the individuals using it at this point is as great as the damage to the environment, particularly during the winter. And if we do, in fact, shut it down to have that discussion, as Eric said, it's in the wrong place. And it's not their fault it's in the wrong place because we allowed it to happen. But there's not much they can say to put it in the right place. It's going to damage the environment. So I think we really do need to stop talking, shut it down, then start talking. And all of us can come up with a plan that's different than where it is. I mean, we can do that, but first you gotta stop the damage. That's my opinion. I mean, we've been talking.
I'll help you out here.
Thank you.
One of the reasons I'm not talking a lot, this is Bruce, is because it's very irritating to me when I've served on this board for as many years as I have now, and we have attempted this pretty lightly. I don't know how you're... I'd like to hear the ideas how you're going to get a hold of these people. Unless you go down there on a Saturday and hang out with them, maybe. But I don't know if you're going to find the ringleader. You're probably going to find somebody who goes, oh, I just show up once in a while and, you know, run my car. You know, my suggestion is you post it. If you want something to happen, you post it. Just tell them this area is possibly going to be shut down due to environmental hazards. You know, if you're interested, you know, here's a meeting, give them a date or call this number. How about that? Call this number, something.
Exactly. And that's what I already said earlier, was to do that exact thing.
Okay. I didn't hear you say you're going to put a sign down there
to post for a meeting so that we can have somebody.
All right. All right. Because otherwise I think this is going to go on for another year. A year after, you know, I just want to see some action. And I think the only way you can start this is to talk with the individuals that are using and understanding, you know, and I don't think there's any agreement to be had. I think it needs to be a discussion first. Okay.
Kim Agrimson, I agree wholeheartedly. they, you know, deserve the right, I guess, to, you know, tell their side of the story. But the way that that's going to happen is we post it, you know, it happens. They see the sign or they see a phone number. They call somebody and find out that there's an opportunity to tell their side of the story. So that just seems common sense to me.
Anyone else? I guess what I'm hearing from the board, Darren, is that we need some concrete steps and not just kind of let it play its course and then sit quietly simmering for another year. I think that's what we'd like to see. And I hear that you have a plan to start that. So we'll wait to hear from you on this subject. Okay.
Yep. Sounds great.
Okay. All right. Business from the audience. Is there?
There is no business from the audience.
Okay. Then our next meeting will be February 12th. And if I can get a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Spruce Hildreth.
And a second.
Jim Agrimson, second the motion.
Okay. We'll see you in February.